Play. And all of today's action is brought to you by Top Design Hair Salon, by Lakewood Cafe, also brought to you by the Winter Cooperative, by Dave Cecil Builders, by Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating, by Winter Electric, also brought to you by Thompson Excavating, Biller Realty, TP Land Services, J&A Construction, and by the Blind Pig, and also brought to you by our year-long sports sponsors, Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Brandy Lake BP. In just a moment, we'll chat with the coaches and then head on out for all the exciting action. Stay tuned.
Get that winning look at Top Design Hair Salon in Winter, Wisconsin. Sandy, a proud local, cheers on the Winter Warriors as they chase victory into the state tournament. A special shout-out to the team and her nephew, Carter Pettit. Thanks for making our community proud. Tune in to 98Q Country for all the tournament action. Top Design Hair Salon is thrilled to support our hometown heroes. Go Warriors! Score big this Friday at Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Wisconsin. Join us for a fish fry frenzy featuring deep fried or baked cod, jumbo shrimp, fish tacos, or a mouth-watering shrimp and fish combo. From 11 to 8 p.m., indulge in savory delights to fuel your weekend. Jill sends her congratulations to the Winter Warriors, especially her grandson, Carter Pettit. Let's cheer them on to victory in their tournament play and catch all the action on 98Q Country. Lakewood Cafe, where every bite is a slam dunk.
Celebrate the Winter Warriors basketball team at the Blind Pig on South Main Street in Winter. The Blind Pig proudly sponsors our hometown team. Congratulations to the Warriors for their dedication and hard work. After the game, swing by the Blind Pig and celebrate responsibly. Indulge in our refreshing drinks and quality Blind Pig atmosphere. Join Troy and the team in supporting the Warriors and enjoy the best of Winter, Wisconsin at the Blind Pig on South Main Street. Go Warriors!
Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank proudly salute the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an amazing season. Keep those victories coming in tournament play. We're your one-stop shop for groceries and hardware, conveniently located on South Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Honored to sponsor this special tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country. Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank, supporting our community on and off the court.
And we've got us Curtis DeCora. He is the assistant coach there at the Winter School. And head coach is Coach Hatamaki. So, Coach DeCora, thank you for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. You bet. Let's talk a little. This has been quite a season for you guys. What a fun team you guys are to watch. Talk about when you and Coach Hatamaki, when you took over the program a couple of years ago. Talk about kind of what your philosophy was going in and what led to this abrupt turnaround in the winter program. So talk about that first week or two when you guys took over and kind of what you were thinking and working toward with this program.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a big believer. I've been coaching for 15 years on and off varsity level. I do off-season training. I run a basketball club out of the Hayward area. So I've been around the game for quite a while. One of the biggest, I guess, areas that I felt needed the most development in northern Wisconsin was the skill development. So anything from, you know, the pivot foot, the passing, catching, finishing, ball handling, you name it. It was just the skill is so lacking. So, you know, that was my first priority was let's place a really strong emphasis on helping these athletes develop as much skill as possible in the first year. You know, wins and losses, whatever comes our way, but we're just going to really place a very strong emphasis on skill development, the ability to shoot, pass, catch. And another side too was, you know, the style of play. It's very slow. You know, a lot of teams, you know, like to pass the ball. They get about 40 possessions a game, and everyone plays the same style. So, you know, we just didn't want to be another team that, you know, ran the same style, but just not as good as another team next to us. So I said, let's speed this thing up. Let's get up to 80 possessions if we can. We do average 83 possessions a game now. So we were able to accomplish that, but it was just, taking the mold, breaking it, and doing something much different, which, you know, we really don't see in these parts of northern Wisconsin. So that was really our true goal. Another goal that isn't talked about very much is the fact that, you know, the season belongs to the players. The team belongs to the players. You know, I often, you know, I'm around the game enough where I see coaches kind of place their goals on the players. Whereas I said, you know, what do you guys want to do? And, you know, last year they came off of, you know, multiple 3-win seasons. And I said, no, realistically, what do you guys want to accomplish this year? And they made it abundantly clear. They said, you know, 12 wins would be very nice. Win one playoff game. And, you know, if we can implement the system, we'd like to score about 60 points. So we finished the year last year with 13 wins. We won our first playoff game. And we did average 70.2 by the end of the year. So, you know, accomplishing some of those goals that they set for them was really a big deal for me, and making sure that me and Coach Automaki, that the players are steering the ship. So that was something I think, you know, creating that sense of ownership that really drives a lot of these goals.
Right. Well, there's been talk the past few years about implementing a shot clock into high school basketball. Are you guys in Winter aware that they did not implement that shot clock? Because I watched a film of your game yesterday, Coach. You play the game like there's a 12-second shot clock. It's you get up and down the court.
Yeah, we've heard about that. You know, I've been going around a little bit. Oddly enough, you know, it is part of our philosophy. We do practice with an 8-second shot clock. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just something that I wanted ingrained in the boys' mind is, you know, when we get up the floor, it's not about thinking, it's about reacting to the situation. And it's funny that you mentioned that, but yeah, we practice with the music and shot clock.
Well, it's got to be so much fun for players like you've got some good 3-point shooters, but Norski has had a record-setting year. It's got to be, like you said earlier, changing that philosophy of, oh, should I shoot, to, well, if I'm open, I know I'm shooting, right?
That's correct. You know, for at least for me, you know, I see some of these teams and, you know, they don't have the skill set yet, or maybe the ability to play at a faster pace. So when we do play at a faster pace and they start thinking, you know, I see a lot of turnovers come from that. You know, some teams try to implement this new style of play where it's really fast and running gun style, and kids get to thinking and they turn the ball over. So it's kind of comical, but last year with the group we had, I said, don't think, if you're open, shoot it. I'd rather have you shoot the ball and us have an opportunity at an offensive rebound than turn it over. So we still live with that, but we're getting much better at taking shots where we're comfortable and we've practiced them. And but yeah, that's really a thing, is, you know, we'd rather take that shot than turn the ball over and give it back to the opponent.
Yeah, and you've got a player that is averaging, what, close to 23 rebounds a game, because with that many possessions, of course, Coach, comes the opportunity to not only defensive rebound, but to offensive rebound also. So that's quite a year. I don't know what Gunner officially ended up as rebounds per game, but that's a crazy number, isn't it?
It definitely is. He's at about 20.6 right now. At the time of the Wisp Sports article that they wrote, he was up to 22.8. He had a couple 33 back-to-back games. And it is, you know, he's not doing anything special. It's just attributed to the style and the pace that we play at. I've had multiple people reach out and ask after that article, like, what are you doing differently? It's actually nothing. We just have almost twice the possessions. So if your guy's averaging 11 rebounds a night, that's where he would be at 40 possessions. You know, so we're not doing anything special.
Yeah. Well, your team averages we're looking at about 82 points a game. You've hit the century mark four different times. And we're going to talk about your opponent on Thursday, because you're going to play a pretty good defensive team on Thursday. But that has to be a lot of fun for your bigger guys like Carter Pettit, a 6'6" guy, to know that the shot's going up early. And if I work hard, I know that these rebounds are going to be interesting, because we all know from watching the NBA, Coach, Three-pointers lead to interesting rebounds. They usually don't end up right around the basket, do they? They lead to a kind of a spraying of rebounds, don't they?
Right, yes, correct.
And they've been able to benefit on that. I mean, Carter has benefited on that and others too. And your philosophy, do you guys full-court press the whole game? I watched some of your film. Or do you do it sporadically, or do you like to extend the floor the whole game?
We like to extend the floor the whole game. Like I had mentioned earlier, the disparity of skill level in northern Wisconsin is pretty low. So we want to exploit that as much as possible. So if we've got a team of rotation of seven and only one can handle the ball, then we're going to see a pretty successful night. If you've got two or three, then we're going to cause some chaos, but eventually we're going to get to those two players that can't handle the ball very well. Yeah. So that's kind of been a philosophy for us, is making sure that we're going to challenge each player on the floor that's one of our opponents is, can they handle the ball? Then show it to us. Otherwise, we're going to trap you. We're going to press you the whole game.
Right. We're with one of the assistant coaches for Winter Boys basketball team, Curtis DeCora. They're going to be in action Thursday. We'll talk about that game in just a little bit here. You were hit by the flu bug and COVID, it sounds like, a little earlier in the year. Your record is at 20-7, and I'm believing that record probably would have been even better than that had you not had that stretch of illness in there, but everybody hopefully is healthy now.
They are. We're healthy now. We've got a few bangs and bruises, but we did hit a five-game losing streak, which, oddly enough, that's kind of where everyone was sick with some type of bug, and they didn't want to, step aside or take a game off. So they played through some of that, whatever was allowable. But we obviously weren't at full strength. So we know that, we're 20-7, but we know internally that, we should have been, 24-2 or something right now, 23-4, or, a much better record, maybe even a higher seed.
I would like to have seen the look on some of the kids' faces, Coach, when you announced to them that we're going to get that ball up the floor, and if you're open, shoot it. We're going to hit that 8-second shot clock in practice. Some of those kids' eyes must have just lit up, and I'm sure that inspired them probably to go home and just practice, firing threes. There had to have been a glow in some of those players' eyes, Coach, when you talked about that with them.
Yeah, there definitely was. There was actually some resistance as well, just because, you go home and your parents are like, well, that's not how you play the game. And, you gotta move the ball around, look for the best shot. We shoot. I still, to this day, tell the kids, I firmly believe, and I talk to a lot of coaches, I firmly believe we shoot the most in practice than so not just off season, but in practice. I said, we shoot the most probably in any team in the state of Wisconsin. So if you're open, let that thing go. I mean, you've practiced it enough. You've had, almost 8, maybe even 10,000 reps here just in season. So if you're open, take that shot. So it's, yeah. And that's why we implemented the 8-second shot clock. It wasn't to, make the kids believe that we're going to play like this. And it's not very pretty, but, when we get into the game and we're in the first 12, maybe 15 seconds, we'll find a good look. Yeah. But at that 8-second mark is, you're really pushing that thing up and your feet are set. At first they weren't, but now they are. Now they're driving. There's a sense of urgency, but yes, 100%. They kind of lit up once we played our first game last year. It was against Mellon. And we didn't play a lick of defense, but that gym was packed because it was like a layup drill. We'd take a layup, they'd take a layup. We'd shoot a three, they'd shoot a three. We ended up losing that game, but it was, I want to say it was 92-89, and that was the most, at least points on the scoreboard that Winter had saw in definitely over two decades.
Yeah, it's fun for the kids, that's for sure. 82 is what you average right around there per game this year. Well, let's talk about the game on Thursday, because you guys have Owen Withey down in Medford. And from looking at Owen Withey's games this year, they're a defensive team. They're almost the antithesis. They are the opposite of you, Coach. They play lower scoring games. So this will be the ultimate clash of a couple of different styles, won't it?
It will be. It definitely will be. You know, we heard the same thing, you know, from playing Hurley, from playing Drummond, because I still firmly believe Drummond is one of the better defensive teams in the state. Just their style of play, they're really gritty, really physical. I know Owen Withy is a little longer. But, you know, we've got some big boys, you know. So yeah. Once we get that thing over half court, you know, we haven't been pressed all year. They've tried. There have been a few teams that have tried. And it's not that we're world beaters or anything. It's just our style of play is if you're not conditioned and you're going to set up a press, you've got to be able to withstand that thing a little longer than 3-4 minutes. So we're pretty satisfied with where we are right now, and we're pretty satisfied with the matchup. It's not to say that, you know, we're going in as heavy favorites or anything. It's just with a clash of styles like this, I we're pretty comfortable with who we drew for the sectional semifinal. We know they do some really unique things that actually got them to where they are now. So we're really looking forward to this game on Thursday.
And for those younger kids listening, it's about shooting and stuff too, but the dedication to being in shape too, Coach, is very important for you guys too when you play at that pace, right?
It definitely is. You know, we've got, you know, some of our practices are end to end. You know, for 2 hours, we're moving the whole time. You know, we've got a basketball in our hand. We're using all 84 feet or 82 feet of the floor. You know, we don't stand in line. Everything's moving the whole time. And we're always challenging them too. So, you know, if we do a layup drill that's full court, you know, for, let's say for 2 minutes, and, you know, they make 150 layups as a team, I would like to see them make 170 layups. So we always challenge them. We're increasing those numbers. Every one of our practice drills are timed. So we can see the progression by the end of the season. Here's where we started. Here's where we are. So we do some things like that, and that keeps them pretty sharp, pretty challenging themselves at least.
Yeah. Got to be very exciting, not only just the season itself, Coach, but it has to be very exciting because the winter basketball program has not been good for a long time. So I'm sure there's a sense of renewal within the community that you have to be feeling, right?
There is, yeah, and we feel it. We started seeing it a little bit last year. You know, we had a few games towards the end of the season where you know, might have been two days before the game or something, right? And we'd have a business owner come in and say, hey, we'd like to cover your team meal. Why don't you come over on Wednesday? So we do that and then take some pictures, put it on Facebook or something. And then we get two or three other businesses. Well, hey, I want to cook for you guys too. So towards the end of the season, you know, we were getting a lot of business support and we weren't really asking for it. They wanted to do that. They wanted to help and show that, hey, you know, we're happy for you guys. We're really satisfied with what you're doing, and we support you.
Aim for victory, and congrats to the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on a winning season. Brought to you by Dave Cecil Builders from Birchwood, Wisconsin. As a second-generation company, we've been the region's premier builder for over 45 years. Trusted and true for all your building projects. Dave Cecil Builders is proud to sponsor this tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country. Let's build success together. From demolition to driveways, hauling, and everything in between, including food plots and walkout basements, Hungry One Trucking and Excavating can handle it all. We're proud to wish the Winter Warriors great success in tournament play and to sponsor this game broadcast on 98Q Country. With locations in Winter and Loretta, Wisconsin, count on Hungry Run for top-notch service. Whether it's excavating or trucking needs, trust Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating to deliver excellence on and off the court.
J&A Construction of the Ojibwa area is a proud supporter of the Winter Warriors basketball team and would like to congratulate the Warriors on a successful season. Go Warriors! From J&A Construction of Ojibwa, Wisconsin. Contact Josh and the team at J&A Construction for all of your contracting, construction, and remodeling needs by calling them at 715-558-5051. J&A Construction in Ojibwa, Wisconsin. Your proud hometown Winter Warriors sponsor.
Don Thompson & Sons Excavating in Winter, Wisconsin proudly supports the Winter Warriors boys basketball team. Congratulations on a stellar season and best of luck in the tournaments. With over 50 years of service to Sawyer County and the surrounding communities, we handle all your excavation needs, from basements to septic systems, site development, gravel hauling, soil testing, and more. Find us on Thompson Road in Winter, Wisconsin. Catch tournament game coverage on 9AQ Country, brought to you in part by Don Thompson & Sons Excavating.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Haken along with Steve Peters here. We're in Medford, Wisconsin, and it is sectional semifinal action here tonight. And we're excited to cover the Winter Warriors taking on the Owen Withy Blackhawks. Steve, we haven't seen a team score 100 points like this four times in a season in a long time. Excited tonight here about the scoring output from these Winter Warriors. I think it's a little different competition here tonight against Owen Withy. They like to slow it down. But, man, Steve, let's talk a little bit about some of these scores here tonight.
Yeah, starting off on the Winter side of things, as you pointed out, they come in here scoring 81 points a game. Stark contrast on the other side of the ball here. We have Owen Withy coming in about 40 points a game, or 41, I believe it is. So it is like a battle of wills. Who's going to be able to control tempo? And, you know, you look at across the board here, a lot of scoring going on for the Winter Warriors. Gunnar Gruel coming in at about 21 points per game. Also, 20 rebounds.
Crazy. And he has 5 assists to that, too, Steve.
This is a stat-stuffing machine. So, great player, great energy. You know, the tempo obviously helps amass some of those totals, but they want to get up and have about 80 possessions per game. They're going to run into a team here with Owen Withy. We saw covering the Bill Sloggers earlier this year down in Owen Withy. They're going to slow things down. They have got good length. They'll get in the passing lanes and create a lot of havoc for the Winter Warriors.
Yeah, and Owen Withy, a well-experienced team, you know, a good program over there. They know how to handle business. And like you said, I think the team here tonight that's able to control the tempo with such different contrasts of styles is going to be the one that comes out of with a win here. But on the season here tonight, Winter Warriors, Steve, coming out 20-7 on the season, 13-3 out of the Lakeland East Conference. Steve, they had a 5-game losing streak during a spell where they had a flu outbreak over there in winter. So we're told anyways. And they're in a 16-game win streak right now. But they came off of a win against Drummond in the regional final, 72-56. The Owen Withy Blackhawks coming out of this season, 18-9 on the season, 9-5 out of the Clover Belt East, averaging 41 points per game, half of what the Winter Warriors are. And they beat Rib Lake 45-43 in the regional finals. Steve, it's a playoff atmosphere right here. I mean, this reminds me of being in Prentice High School back in the 90s. Yep. Jam-packed crowd, everything, you know, really tight here. You got the pep band playing. You know, just a great atmosphere here tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, for this winter team coming in, pretty senior-dominated. This is what you live for. All those years of grinding finally coming to fruition here in a big spot in sectional semis. The winner of this team, winner of this game is going to go on and face, let's see here, Solon Springs, number one, Solon Springs, or Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran, which is on the other side of the section.
It's Solon Springs. We've heard such big things about them. Yep. They got some size over there, and you know, they've been one of the top teams in the state in Division Five for a while here. Considered so, it's going to be a great sectional. This sectional here is. I'm excited. It's 2.5 minutes to go here tonight, Steve, before they get the action going. And you know, before we start here, I want to go over some of our high school sports sponsors, some of these new ones in Winter. We're so happy to have you and bring this game here. Top Design Hair Studio in Winter, Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Winter Cooperative, Dave Cecil Builders of Birchwood, Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating of Winter, Thompson Excavating of Winter, Winter Electric, Biller Realty of Winter, TP Land Services of Winter, J&A Construction of Ojibwa, and my favorite here, Steve, the Bling Pig of Winter. What a name we've got right there. Loving it. But we want to thank all of our high school sports sponsors bringing it. Hoping you guys are going to be able to hear us well. It's going to be loud over here, Steve. We've got the Owen Withy crowd right in front of us. They might hate us by the end of the night because I'm cheering Winter here tonight. I'm going to be real honest about that one.
Yeah, I want to also make a correction. I indicated to you earlier that Winter came in on a 16-game win streak. They actually did have one loss to the Drummond team at 19-8, quality opponent. Their one loss in that 16-game stretch. But they're coming here hot.
And impressive. And then they avenged that win over Drummond in the playoffs in that final game. So this Winter team, they look good. They got some size. They got some length. And it's going to be a battle, just like you said, of who's gonna control the tempo here tonight. And, you know, we've heard that Winter practices with an eight-second shot clock. How fun would that be? Good Lord, I would love to be playing over there and something like that. So some excitement here, a different style. You know, you get this small school like Winter making it this far. And, you know, we were talking about it before. We were wondering when, the last time Winter made a run like this. Some of you, the viewers at home, probably remember. You can answer that yourself. They're going to go over the national anthem here momentarily, along with starting lineups. And we're going to stay right here, 98.3. Jeff Haken and Steve Peters bringing you the call here. We're excited here tonight. It is. It's packed. Everyone's on their feet here right now. And the national anthem in just a moment. There we go. We got service members bringing the flag out like this, Steve. There we go. A wonderful job there by the Owen Whitney Pep Band here. And the student sections are excited, ready to go for both teams. Our service members walking off of the court right now. And we're going to have our starting lineups here in just a moment. We'll see if you. All right, there we are. Just a moment, we're going to have our starting lineups, and you guys deal with us a little bit here. We got to put some of these names to faces down there. It's going to take us a little bit here. We're excited to get to know some of these Winter Warriors. And for Winter, they're going to be the visiting team here tonight in their red uniforms with black and white lettering. And number one, a junior, Adam Bednorski. Number 13, a senior, C.J. Thompson. Number 15, a senior, Monte Caliander. Number 20, a senior, Gunnar Gruel. And a senior, number 21, Carter Pettit. That's your Winter Warriors.
Coming into this game, did we hear that
Gunnar Gouel was the nation's leading rebounder. Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's what we got on our stat. We're going to roll with it whether he is or not, Steve. And here we are. Owen Wimpy. Blackhawks. Their starting lineup in just a moment. Number 10, a junior, Dominic Shorewood. Number 12, a senior, Quinn Hattelstead. Number 20, a junior, Colin Britt. Remember some of these Owen Whitney players, Steve, from earlier? A senior, number 22, Vince Hankey. And a junior, number 24, Mason Gay. That's the Owen Withy Blackhawks. And this game set to go underway in just a moment, tipping off for the Winter Warriors. Looks like that's going to be Malte Kaliander.
He's about a 6'5" or center here.
Yeah, Steve, I was down on the court trying to get some concessions a little bit, and I got to walk right past him. He's a tall kid out there. And number 20, Gunnar Gorell.
Going to tip off against Vince Hankey. He's another power, 6'5", I believe.
Yeah, I believe this Owen Whitney team plays a 1-3-1, if I remember right. We're going to see what they're in right now. Might be a tough thing to do. And Owen Whitney, the tip-off goes out of bounds off of Owen Whitney. Winter going to start out with the basketball. And it's Gruel taking it out for the Warriors. Point guard Bednarski gets the ball at the top. Back to Gruel on the right side, on the wing, looking for his slashers. Winter works it around. Bednarski with the ball. Up top, top of the key, driving to the basket. Shot goes up. It's blocked. That was Kaliander with the basket. But it's Bednarski with about an 8-foot jumper. It's 2-0 Winter Warriors. Warriors get a turnover. They attack the basket. That's Gruel. Misses. Rebound. Owen Withy. They're going to push up right side. Owen Withy with the ball against this 1-3-1 trap from the Warriors. And a takeaway, a steal by Winter. They're going to push ahead left side. And Bednarski with it. Now to the top of the key. They're going to set up their offense. It's a 5-out offense looking for their slashers coming through. Gruel with the ball. Now it's on the right wing. They find down by the basket. No, it's taken away by Owen Withy. Owen Withy right side against this pressure. It's a tough defense with this length Winter produces here. And Owen Withy, they're going to drive. Here's a pull-up from the free throw line. It's short, rebounded by Owen Withy. And they kick it back out. And up to the top of the key, Owen Withy going to set up their offense. They work it to the left wing.
And key down to Shorewood.
And to the left side, now they're going to lob it in to Hankey by the basket. Or is that Hattelfeld? And he misses the layup. It's still 2-0 Warriors. Warriors going to push the other way. Here's Gruel with the ball and driving baseline. And shot goes up, and it's good. That one by C.J. Thompson. It's 4-0 Warriors. Loving this pace here, Steve. And they got a full court press on. Looks like kind of a 2-2-1 press. Owen Withy breaks it, and they're going to get a layup to the basket. It's 4-2.
Mason Gay on the board.
Mason Gay with the basket. Winter with the ball. Owen Withy going to press right back in a 1-2-2. Winter breaks the press. They have it top of the key, setting up offense. And driving again, C.J. Thompson all the way to the basket. It's good. No, they're going to call it with a charge. A charging call on C.J. Thompson. Owen Withy's loving it. And it may be a good call right there. He stepped in right in time. All right. Owen Withy takes the ball out. They get it in bounds. They're down 4-2. Warriors with the pressure. Owen Withy gets across half court. A shot right by the basket. That one's good. A left-handed layup from Gay. And we're tied up at 4. 15 minutes, 38 seconds to go. Warriors. They get it across half court. Here's Ruel. And there's a takeaway by Owen Withy, but he steps out of bounds. Boy, Steven, the pace right now is fast, upbeat.
Definitely favorite Winter.
Winter really wanting to push this pace. But Owen Withy doing a nice job getting a couple buckets, breaking the press. Here's the half-court offense from the Warriors, from the top of the key. Bednarski with the ball on the wing. Now up top to Kaliander. And number 21, Pettit with the ball. Looks to get it in. down by the basket. That shot no good from Joel. Going the other way. Owen Wimpy, right side. Here's a layup. It's blocked. Nice block there by Colleander. And that was Hatfield trying to make that shot for the Blackhawks. It's 4-4, 15:08 to go here. Owen Withy with the ball. They take it out under their own basket. And it's Hatfield again. He's got it. They get into the low block. Kick it back out to him. The in-and-out game. Now from the top of the key. Shot goes up.
Hey,
3-point shot is good. Mason Gay with all the points here tonight. It's 7-4. Owen Withy. Winter breaks the press of the Blackhawks. Skip pass. Down by the block. Here's Thompson. He's blocked. Nice block there. Yeah, Hedlstad with a big block on the shot. And they're going to try to break this press. They have the time. 14:32 to go. It's 7-4. Owen Withy with the lead. And that's Hedlstad from the top. Kicks it to the wing. Looking to get it into the low block. Nope, they reverse it. And Gay to the basket. He gets it stripped from him. Warriors. And Hedlstad tries taking it away. And he's going to be called with a foul of Owen Withy. And it's going to be Winter Warrior basketball with 14:16 to go. It's 7-4 right now, Steve. It's a playoff atmosphere in here right now. I'm loving it, Steve.
Yeah, good recovery there by Carter Pettit with the strip of the ball there.
You got it. Warriors break the press, get across half court. Here's a skip pass. Skip pass to Gruel. Back over other side to Pettit. Pettit to Gruel. Skip pass to Bednarski. They get it down in the block to Gruel. Shot goes up. It's missed. It's rebounded by Owen Withy. Winter takes it back away, though. Pump fake. Shot's up. That one's missed. Owen Withy, they're going to settle down a little bit and take it up court. Owen Withy crosses half court. They get it down to the baseline. They're up 7-4. 13:42 to go. Here's Gay from the right side. It's good.
Jason Gay on fire.
Jason Gay on fire makes it 10-4. Owen Withy. 13:30 to go. The pace is favoring Owen Withy. Here's a steal from Owen Withy. All the way coast to coast. Layup is good.
Simon Press with the bucket.
And it's 12-4. 13:17 to go. And a steal by Owen Withy. Right side. And Owen Withy going to settle it down a little bit. Skip pass. Up to the top. Gay has it. Settles things down. And Winter in a man-to-man defense right now. And they lob it over the top.
Then Hankey.
And Hankey with the easy layup. It's 14-4 right now. Owen Withy is leading the Winter Warriors. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Winter Electric proudly salutes the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an outstanding season. Best of luck on your tournament journey from our team of expert electrical contractors offering a spectrum of home and emergency services. As family-owned and operated business, Winter Electric is honored to sponsor this live broadcast of Winter Warrior Tournament Play on 98.3 FM. Visit us on Turcotte Road in Winter, Wisconsin. Let's electrify the court together.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Steve Peters. We're in Medford, Wisconsin. It is sectional semifinals, Steve. The Winter Warriors taking on the Owen Withy Blackhawks, and the Owen Withy Blackhawks coming out on fire here. 13 minutes to go. They're up 14-4. And they get another steal off of Brunner and going the other way. Here's a layup and one. Owen Withy with the basket.
Dominic Shorward on the transition bucket. Great job out there by Owen Withy. I believe that one was caused by Hedlstad.
Yeah, and it was Carter Pettit getting called for the foul on the layup. It's 16-4. Owen Withy going for the three-point play. Shot is up. It's no good. Rebounded by Gruel. And pushed up court the other way. And that one's going to be out of bounds on Winter. the defense from the Blackhawks, they're getting a lot of touches here tonight, Steve.
Collin Fritz with good hands on that one.
Yes, there's been a lot of steals, a lot of turnovers. It's Owen Withy with the ball. Hattelstad from the top. He almost loses it. Keeps control.
Cross-court pass.
Yeah, good cross-court pass. And the Blackhawks get it across half court. They split the defense, kick it to the corner. Makes it go. Says Jimmy Savoie. 12:25 to go.
It's a miss, yeah. Yeah, 13 coming in, averaging 8.
19-4. That's how you play sectionals. And Gurrell can't get anything to go. He misses the layup. 19-4 right now. 12:11 to go. The Blackhawks with the ball. They get across half court. Warriors in the press. Mason Gay having a ball game. Almost gets the assist. And he drops off the dime down to number 10.
Dominic Sherwood.
And that Sherwood gets fouled. He's going to go to the line.
I can't remember, but I think Mason Gay, in our exposure to him earlier this year, had a great game against Phillip as well. He's a really quality player.
Yes, he is. We're seeing it right now, the shooting. Hey, it's about confidence. First free throw is good. It's 20-4. Owen Withy leading the Winter Warriors right now. 12:02 to go in this first half. And at the line is Dominic Sherwood. Second free throw is good. It's 21-4. And the Warriors get it in. Cross half court. They break the press. And a nice baseline drive. A miss, but a putback by Gruel. First basket for him. It's 21-6. And he's showing what he's able to do out on the court with the offensive rebound and the putback. Owen Withy gets it ahead. They find a guy by the basket. Shot goes up. That one's good. It's 23-6. Owen Withy running away with his first half here. Warriors trying to find something, rhythm going on offense. A nice pass to Benorski by the basket. It's missed. Rebound by Gruel. And Gruel fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line. So we're seeing a little bit of what Gruel can do there, Steve.
A lot of space, a lot of players getting up to the floor.
Yeah, it's 23-6 right now. There's 11:24 to go. Gruel at the line. First free throw goes up. It's short. And we're going to give Gruel the best hair of the night, without a doubt here, hands down. And this guy's mullet.
Got some locks.
This guy's mullet's got a mullet. And second free throw up. That one is good for Gruel. And they're going to keep the press on. And Owen Withy gets it in. Gay with the ball. He picks it up over to Hattelstad. And Owen Withy breaks the press. They get across half court. And Owen, Winter Warriors working hard on defense. Gay steps into a three. Oh, my gosh, it rimmed out. The place would have came down if he made that one. 11:06 to go, 23-7. Owen Withy on top. Bednarski says, give me a chance. He hits a big three. Bednarski makes it 23-10. And Steve, it feels like a game again.
It does. Yep,
13 points isn't a big deal. And Owen Withy trying to break that press. Winter sticking with their game plan. And here we get a steal, almost a steal. Bednarski tips it out of bounds. And they stopped the bleeding. The Warriors did stop the momentum run there, Steve. And starting to get back into this game, they won the last minute of the game.
Bednarski coming in with 107 three-pointers. They'll need a few more of those to get back in this.
And Owen Withy gets it in. Gay's going to put up another three. Heat check. It didn't go, but rebounded. There was a block there by Winter. And attacking the basket is Hobson. He gets it. And one. They call the blocking foul. I don't know how. Maybe because he was underneath him.
Yep. I think that's the ruling there.
It was.
It looked like he got there in time.
Yeah, it sure did, Steve. And going to the basket is Thompson. And Thompson going to go for the and-one situation. He's going to try to make this a 10-point ball game. Winter clawing back into this. 10:33 to go. Thompson shot up. It's good. It's a 10-point ball game. 23-13. Owen Withy gets the ball in against the press from the Warriors. Almost a steal from Thompson. Hattelstad gets it ahead. Owen Withy breaks the press. Hattelstad from the top gets it to Hankey. Hankey, skip past the Gay. He's open. Pump fake. He's going to drive in. Pulls up. Stop. Good from Gay from about 8 feet. 25-13. He gets the steal. Here's Gay again from 8 feet. That one's good. 27-13.
17 points for Mason Tate
in
already.
The first 8 minutes of the ball game, he's having a good time here tonight. 10 minutes to go, 27-13. Winter with the ball. They get it in to Gruel. Here's a deep shot from Thompson. That one no good. Rebounded by Gruel. He puts it up. That one is good. 27-15. And Owen Withy gets it in. Owen Withy in their white uniforms working right to left. The Warriors in their red. Owen Withy almost turns it over. They do. The Warriors get the steal. They kick it ahead. Here's Thompson. Euro step. Shot goes up. It's good. 27-17. I'm going to lose my voice at the end of this one, Steve. 9:19 to go. Loving this ball game. Gay with the turnover. Back to Thompson. And they're going to get him with the stars. What a play.
Yeah, nice
what a
play.
Try by Gay on that one. I think it was a foul on Gay, but it was a great, it was a close
one. He sold it
real well. 9:13 to go. Taking my sweatshirt off. Jeff Haken and Steve Peters bringing you this call here in Medford. It's Reeder sectional semifinals. 9:10 to go here. It's the Owen Withy Blackhawks leading the Winter Warriors 27-17. Warriors turn it over. It's going to the Warriors. Owen Withy turned it over, I should say. And we're going to get a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Thank goodness I need it, Steve. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Get ready for slam dunks and victory cheers. Bob and Sharon of Biller Realty are cheering on the Winter Warriors in their tournament journey. Big shout out to their great-grandson, Carter Pettit, rocking the court as number 21. Congrats on the winning season. For all of your property needs, trust Biller Realty, your go-to in Winter, Wisconsin. Check out their listings at BillerRealty.com, a proud sponsor of Winter High School Basketball on 98Q Country.
And Steve Peters, we're going to go real quick over our new sponsors from Winter. Top Design Hair Studio in Winter, Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Winter Cooperative, Dave Cecil, Builders of Birchwood, Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating of Winter, Thompson Excavating of Winter. Winter has the ball right now. Bednorski steps out of bounds. It's going to go the other way. Winter Electric, Biller Realty of Winter, TP Land Services of Winter, J&A Construction of Ojibwa, and the Bling Pig of Winter. Thanking all of our sponsors. Owen Withy with the ball. There's 9 minutes to go. It's 27-17. Adelstad is going to take it out for the Blackhawks. He gets it in. Kicks it over to Gay. Gay ahead. We got a new guy in the lineup. And a wild play. Adelstad scores on it. It's 8:45 to go here. It's 29-17. Warriors with the ball. From the wing. Skip pass. Shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Owen Withy. On the miss was Colleyander. And Owen Withy with the ball. They break the press. They get across half court. 8:23 to go. First half. It's 29-19. Owen Withy, Blackhawks leading the Winter Warriors here in Medford. It's sectional semifinals. Owen Withy gets it down by the basket. We remember this guy.
Yep.
He misses Redner it.
With the travel, it looks like he got away with one.
Yep, and going the other way. And Gruel picks it up at half court. Gives it over to Bednorski. Bednorski settles things down for the Warriors. Over right side to Pettit.
An foul.
And an offensive foul on Bednorski. I didn't
Bednorski
see it.
Getting, yep.
We'll see what they call. They got it with a body and elbow, kind of an illegal screen maybe, on Bednorski. That's his second foul. And it's going to be Owen Withy basketball. 29-17, 7:55 to go in the first half. Owen Withy gets the ball in.
Sherwood?
Sherwood over to Gay. Gay, left side. Skip pass. Adelstad gets it. He puts it up from about 6 feet. Gets it to go. 31-17. Owen Withy on a run of their own. We're going to get a foul on Owen Withy. That's going to be on number 10, Dominic Sherwood. And it's going to be Winter basketball side out of bounds. And checking in, Ryan Nelson for the Blackhawks. Sitting down is Sherwood. And that for the Warriors, too, that Jack Medler is a force for them. He's a piece of that puzzle in the offense in the post. Here's the Warriors with the ball. And Caliendo right to the basket, scores, and makes it 31-19. Owen Withy pushes Gay right side. Back to him. He's open from three. He's still feeling it. Hits the three.
20 points for Mason Gay.
34-19, 7-10 to go. And Winter trying to get some more baskets here. They got the ball. Galeander gets it into Grell by the basket. Up and under is no good. He gets his own rebound. The putback is good.
He flexes.
34-21. He kind of plays like Moses Malone, Steve.
Sure does.
And Gay with the ball to Hadfeld. Owen Withy trying to break the press. They get across. Adelstead. Back up top. Here's Gay open from three again. No way. It's no good. Rebound by the Warriors. 6:30 to go. It's 34-21. Warriors down. They get it down to the corner. It's Caliendo with the ball in the corner. To Bednorski. Bednorski gets it to Gruel. Right side to Thompson. Thompson drives. I like his style. Right side. Basket's good. That was really athletic. It's 6:13 to go. 34-23. Owen Withy trying to cross half court. Gay gets it across. Almost stripped away. They're letting the hands play a lot. Those are fouls in the Maryland North. And it's Hadlestad from the left wing for Owen Withy. He's going to pull up from three. That's an air ball. 5:50 to go. It's going to be Winter basketball. 34-23. And we got subs coming in for Winter. And that's number three, Logan Hadamaki, along with who else came in there? Was that number 11? Cole Pettit?
Yep, Cole Pettit.
Bednorski to Gruel. To Thompson.
Dangerous
to Bednorski. He drops it down to the basket. Here's Gruel with it. Wild shot goes up. Owen Withy on the rebound. Taken away by Thompson. Going to stay with Winter. Thompson getting a little fed up with a lot of the physicalness of this game here. It's physical out there. They're letting them play.
You see that a little bit here in sectionals.
Yeah. It allows this tempo to be playing. The refs could totally stop it. They're not. Owen Withy gets across half court. Owen Withy doing a nice job breaking this press.
Yeah, they really haven't had any problems at all.
5:18 to go. It's 34-23. Didn't even realize we're back to an 11-point game here, Steve. It's a ball game.
Yeah, credit to Winter to hang in there.
Yeah, they're stop the bleeding every time. Gruel with a big block.
He's got a couple of them already.
Yeah, here's Gay. He's going to attack. He shoots from about 8 feet. No good. Hickey with the rebound. The putback, no good. Gruel with the rebound.
Has he got a double-double already?
I don't know. He might here. And Bednorski, shot goes up. Oh, it just rims out. Bednorski doing a great job trying to get stopped up against the length of the Blackhawks.
Yeah, Bednorski coming in about 36% of the year from three. Again, 107. He's put up about 350 of them this year.
Yeah, it was third foul or foul on number three. Is that Hadamaki? It's team six foul. Next one, they're going to be in the bonus. And Blackhawks going to take it in against this 2-on-2 press. And they push baseline. They get across half court. Hankey stuck in the corner and gets around the press, around the trap. Great job by them. They're really doing a good job avoiding these traps.
And you usually see a guy that's 6'5 in the corner. They're not going to put on the deck. He really did a nice job looking out there.
And tipped out of bounds by Thompson, and Owen Withy going to stay with the ball. Get it into Sherwood. Sherwood up top. Owen Withy with the ball against the man-to-man defense from the Warriors. Thompson pressuring the ball. Love the energy from these kids. Thompson especially out there right now on the defensive end. And here's Sherwood attacks the basket. Big block off the backboard. I don't know who got it, but it bounced to half court. It was either Gruel or Thompson. Gruel blocked off by Hankey trying to drive baseline. And kicks it out to Thompson. Thompson, skip pass. And I'm sorry, that was Pettit with the ball, not Thompson.
Pettit's on the bench right now here. I've been calling Pettit Thompson. You know what I meant. The people at home don't. They're wondering where's Pettit. Sorry, Winter. I'm getting to know these kids yet. They both got black hair. That's all I know. So Winter down right now, 34-23. There's just under 4 minutes to go. The Warriors playing fabulous basketball, though. Love what I'm seeing here. It was just gay with that big start. And here's, wow, another big shot from Owen Wisby. That's 2 points right there.
On the runner.
Makes it 36-23. The Warriors almost turn it over. And it's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Warriors. It's 36-23. Owen Wisby leading the Winter Warriors with 3:35 to go here in this first half.
Never seen a pace like this. And this is just kind of bananas.
It is. It is up and down.
Stretches of it. But
yeah. Caliander with the ball. And Winter turns it over, trying to get it in the low block. Owen Wisby going to push right side.
Fritz.
To Sherwood. To Hanke. Hanke. Right side. To Hattelstead. Back up top. They're working the ball around. Owen Wisby.
Wendler.
Taking a little bit of a break here. This is as slow of a tempo as we've seen all game here so far. You wonder what fatigue is going to affect either one of these teams. The Warriors used to it as Owen Wisby working the ball around the perimeter. Adelstad up top, thinking about driving it in. They're going to keep working it. 2:46 to go. Sherwood with the three and gets it to go. It's 39. They only gave him two on it. They've got 38-23. I think that was a three-pointer. Colliander's going to try from three. That one no good. Rebounded by Benorski. He's a scrapper. Shot goes up, blocked by Hanke. And Owen Wisby going to slow it down.
That's the shot there.
Sherwood with the ball. Taken away. No. He stays with it. They're going to get a foul on Winter. I think that's going to put Sherwood at the line. And then Potomacki with the foul. He almost got the steal.
Great pressure on his part. Just got ran into the offender.
All right, checking in now. Carter Pettit back into the lineup. Haven't seen C.J. Thompson for a minute. And Sherwood set to shoot his first free throw. 2:18 to go in this first half. It's 38-23. Free throw, first one good for Sherwood. Oh, if you love fast-paced basketball, Steve, we're in the right place.
Oh, that is the fact.
Second free throw for Sherwood is up. That one's good as well. It's 40-23. I think Owen Wisby is missing a point on the scoreboard. I thought that one was a three-pointer. They gave him two. We'll see. Owen Wisby gets a steal, and that's gay to the basket. He's got pep in his step here today. And right side, Winter gets the cross half court. Colliander, they're going to get him with a travel as he was trying to break up a trap from Owen Wisby.
That was surprised they didn't call a timeout there.
Yes, 2 minutes to go. They got the timeouts, I believe. 2 minutes to go. It's 42-23. Gay gets it to Hanke. He gets across half court. Hanke uses his size. It's taken away by Winter. Gruel with the ball. He's going to push right side. Try to go baseline. And oh, it goes off of Gruel. Gruel tried to save it off of Hanke. It bounced off his leg. And it's going to be Owen Wisby ball as Hattelstead checks in right now for Owen Wisby. Checks in for Wendler.
Good job by Hanke walling off there to force him to the baseline.
Minute 48 to go. It's 42-23. Just like that, back to a big lead for Owen Wisby. And Gay drops it off to Hanke. Hanke back to Gay from 6 feet. It's Gay again. Kid averages 8 points. I think he's got almost 30.
24 already.
24. And Pettit with the ball breaks the press. Drewell gets it tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Warriors. And Gruel getting a little fed up with the physicalness of this game. There's a lot of hand tipping that they're not calling. The ref told him to settle down. He gets the ball in. Back to Gruel. Gruel pump fake, and he gets called, or he doesn't get called for the foul. Foul called on him on the drive. Ruel is going to decide out of bounds. The fifth team foul for Owen Withy. Gay gets a break. Impressive start for him. Is he a senior?
He is a junior.
A junior. And getting it in to the Warriors. And what happened there? Turnover. I had my head down. Turnover by the Warriors.
Cole Pettit in the corner took his eye off the ball here.
Minute 15 to go. It's 44-23. Owen Withy gets it in. Sherwood guarded at the top by Pettit. Left side. Going to trap. They get it ahead. And, boy, Owen Withy is good at breaking this press. A big, big block there by the basket already. By Gruel. And that was a big, big batter, a big block coming out of nowhere for him.
Especially the way he did it, too. I mean, looked like a layup.
Yeah, minute 03 to go here. Owen Withy gets it in down by the block. Here's another three-point shot up. And that one, good. My goodness. Colin Fritz makes it 47-23. Bednorski across half court. Throws that one out of bounds. Trying to get it down by the basket. Winter in a little bit of a struggle rut, we'll call it, right here. It's 47-23, 50 seconds to go first half, but not giving up. Winter almost gets the steal.
His own Withy guard, they're really showing up to play 35
and,
points between the two.
And that was Cole Pettit, the senior, tipping it out of bounds. Owen Withy gets it in. Pettit on the ball. Gruel almost gets a block on it, but they get it ahead. They're going to have to pull off this press. And that was another basket by Sherwood. It's 49-23, 32 seconds to go. Gruel, there's a steal. Other way again. Sherwood's going to get the layup. It's 51-23, 21 seconds to go. Gruel gets it to Pettit. Pettit through the trap. Gruel pump fake right by the basket. He gets it. 51-25, 10 seconds to go. Adelstad. Owen Withy with the ball. Back to Adelstad. 5 seconds. To Hanke. Three. Here's Adelstad. Last shot is no good. Final score at the end of the first half. 51-25. That's the final score of some games. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a six-minute timeout. We're going to get some commercial breaks in over there. We're going to come back in 6 minutes for the Forward Bank Halftime Show.
Take the hometown approach with TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin. Trust Terry and his reliable equipment for your mulching, trail building, and fall food plot needs. Think of TP Land Services for your tree removal and stump grinding needs, too. Terry's all about meeting rigid requirements with a flexible approach. Call TP Land Services at 715-492-1102 to get a jump on that spring trail or fall food plot today. Terry and the team would like to issue a congratulations to the Winter Warriors on an excellent season. Go Warriors from TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives.
Congratulations to the Winter Warriors on your winning season from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Shoot for greatness on and off the court. We're in your corner with quality furniture, dining sets, mattresses, sectionals, and more. With locations in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin, we are your family-owned furniture destination. Proud sponsors of high school sports, and we're thrilled to support Winter Warriors High School Basketball on 98Q Country.
Get that winning look at Top Design Hair Salon in Winter, Wisconsin. Sandia, proud local, cheers on the Winter Warriors as they chase victory into the state tournament. A special shout out to the team and her nephew, Carter Pettit. Thanks for making our community proud. Tune in to 98Q Country for all the tournament action. Top Design Hair Salon is thrilled to support our hometown heroes. Go Warriors! Score big this Friday at Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Wisconsin. Join us for a fish fry frenzy featuring deep fried or baked cod, jumbo shrimp, fish tacos, or a mouth-watering shrimp and fish combo. From 11 to 8 p.m., indulge in savory delights to fuel your weekend. Jill sends her congratulations to the Winter Warriors, especially her grandson Carter Pettit. Let's cheer them on to victory in their tournament play and catch all the action on 98Q Country. Lakewood Cafe, where every bite is a slam dunk.
Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank proudly salute the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an amazing season. Keep those victories coming in tournament play. We're your one-stop shop for groceries and hardware, conveniently located on South Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Honored to sponsor this special tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country. Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank, supporting our community on and off the court.
Aim for victory and congrats to the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on a winning season. Brought to you by Dave Cecil Builders from Birchwood, Wisconsin. As a second-generation company, we've been the region's premier builder for over 45 years. Trusted and true for all your building projects. Dave Cecil Builders is proud to sponsor this tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country. Let's build success together.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app. And how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
From demolition to driveways, hauling, and everything in between, including food plots and walkout basements, Hungry Run Trucking Excavating can handle it all. We're proud to wish the Winter Warriors great success in tournament play and to sponsor this game broadcast on 98Q Country with locations in Winter and Loretta, Wisconsin. Count on Hungry Run for top-notch service. Whether it's excavating or trucking needs, trust Hungry Run Trucking Excavating to deliver excellence on and off the court. Don Thompson and Sons Excavating in Winter, Wisconsin proudly supports the Winter Warriors boys basketball team. Congratulations on a stellar season and best of luck in the tournaments. With over 50 years of service to Sawyer County and the surrounding communities, we handle all your excavation needs from basements to septic systems, site development, gravel hauling, soil testing, and more. Find us on Thompson Road in Winter, Wisconsin. Catch tournament game coverage on 98Q Country, brought to you in part by Don Thompson and Sons Excavating.
Get ready for slam dunks and victory cheers. Bob and Sharon of Villa Realty are cheering on the Winter Warriors in their tournament journey. Big shout out to their great-grandson, Carter Pettit, rocking the court as number 21. Congrats on the winning season. For all of your property needs, trust Biller Realty, your go-to in Winter, Wisconsin. Check out their listings at BillerRealty.com, a proud sponsor of Winter High School Basketball on 98Q Country.
Hey, and we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Steve Peters here in Medford, Wisconsin. It is sectional semifinals, and it is the Winter Warriors taking on the Owen Withy Blackhawks in one of the more entertaining games we've seen all season long. It is fast-paced, up and down, just like Winter likes it. The only difference is Owen Withy's got their kryptonite. They're able to break this press and score on the other end. Right now, it's halftime. It's 51-25. The Owen Withy Blackhawks are leading the Winter Warriors right now, and this is the Forward Bank halftime show. We're going to go over some of our leading scorers here real quick, and what do we got here? Is that Mason Gay leading the way with 24 for Owen Withy? It's Dominic Shorewood with 10, Colin Fritz with 11, and Quinn Hattelstad with 4. For the Winter Warriors, it's Gunnar Grudel with 9, CJ Thompson with 9, Adam Bednorski with 5, and Malte Kaliander with 2. That's the scoring leaders here for both teams. And, you know, the Winter Warriors are fighting tooth and nail right to the end. I love how they're playing. There's no give up at all. They closed this within to, 10 points at one point. But really, you know, playing the lottery here with this press and trying to keep this high tempo. Hey, they're sticking with what they do. It's not working out so well right now, but it's not due to lack of effort or anything like that. This Owen Withy team, a really good team over here, handles the ball, doesn't turn it over, very well coached. And Mason Gay for them is having a career night. He averages 8 points a game. He's got 24 in this first half.
Yeah, so. we're talking to one of the other radio stations covering this game, and we heard 75% shooting for Owen Withy. Can they keep it up? Hopefully not for Winter. They're going to have to improve their transition defense, get back, stop some of these easy buckets, and they're in constant catch-up mode when they're impressed. And this Owen Withy team is doing a really good job breaking it, getting some open looks in transition. So that'll be something we'll have to show up.
Yeah, this game is so fast-paced, Steve, that the Warriors are down by 26 points right now. It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't, no.
It doesn't at all. Like, every time I look up at the clock, it's, they're back to 11 points, and now, it's 20 again. But that's the pace of this game, the style that the Warriors play. This is the first time we've been able to see Winter play. We've heard a little bits about him, this and that. I'm not kept a big eye on him, but, you guys watching at home or listening at home got to be really proud of your team here and your town. And we like to do a little section or a little session called Faces in the Crowd. I don't see any that we know. We see Roy Kirkmeyer here. I see Catherine Heckendorf, and I see Jason Robb and family over here. I can't tell you, but there's a lot of good-looking people from Winter watching this game here right now. There's about a minute left here in this halftime right here. What we're going to do, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. We're going to come back here for the start of the second half.
J&A Construction of the Ojibwa area is a proud supporter of the Winter Warriors basketball team and would like to congratulate the Warriors on a successful season. Go Warriors from J&A Construction of Ojibwa, Wisconsin. Contact Josh and the team at J&A Construction for all of your contracting, construction, and remodeling needs by calling them at 715-558-5051. J&A Construction in Ojibwa, Wisconsin, your proud hometown Winter Warriors sponsor.
Winter Electric proudly salutes the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an outstanding season. Best of luck on your tournament journey from our team of expert electrical contractors offering a spectrum of home and emergency services. As family-owned and operated business, Winter Electric is honored to sponsor this live broadcast of Winter Warrior Tournament Play on 98.3 FM. Visit us on Turcotte Road in Winter, Wisconsin. Let's electrify the court together.
And we're back here, Jeff Hakeman, along with Steve Peters in Medford, Wisconsin. It's sectional semifinals. It is the Owen Withy Blackhawks 51, the Winter Warriors 25. It's the start of the second half. The Blackhawks going to start out with the ball here. I don't know if you have any changes when you have a pace like this. It's keep going, don't turn over the ball.
Yep.
Things like that right there. So there we go, Pettit on the ball, guarding tightly. And the Warriors with the energy on defense, loving what I'm seeing here. Owen Withy going to try to, I'm thinking, slow things down a little bit. And it's a nice pass from Adelstedt down to Hanke. 2 points for Owen Withy. It's 53-25, 17:38 to go here in the ballgame. Pettit across half court to Gruel. Gruel, pump fake, gets it down. A nice pass from Colander back to Gruel for 2 points, a give and go. And it's 53-27.
One trip at a time. That's what they need to do here.
Absolutely. Thompson on the pressure. They look confident. Owen Withy breaks the press, but they're going to pull it out. And driving in, kicking back. Here's Gay. He's going to keep going. Oh, my gosh, it's good. Mason Gay says, it's my night.
My day.
17 minutes to go here. It's 56-27. And a steal by Owen Withy, and that Adelstedt to the basket for the layup. 58-27. And you roll the dice with this style of play, and this is what you get, Steve. You can get a lopsided win or a lopsided loss. And Pettit's going to drive all the way to the basket. A powerful move. Oh, he misses the layup. Rebounded Owen Withy and going the other way. But Pettit's right there to play defense. Warriors on the ball. Skip pass ahead is stolen by Gruel. Picks it up. Here's Bednarski. Finally gets an open three and he hits it. They know he can shoot the ball and they've been on him. They left him alone that time. He makes the three. It's 58-30. Hankey trying to get across half court. They got some tall players to keep that ball high and keep away from the Warriors defense. Mason Gay drops the dime to Hankey. He starts to throw it down. The two-step, drop step, slam dunk. Big play from Owen Withy, a momentum maker right there at 60-30, 15-50 to go. Winter with the ball. Colley Anderson, your dunk was worth two, but my three is worth three. 60-33. And Owen Withy, I'm sorry. Yeah, Owen Withy with the ball. There's Hankey again. Taken away by Thompson, but taken back away by Hattelstead, and it's going to be a foul on Thompson. 15:30 to go here. Nothing but energy and excitement in this building, Steve. Amen. I didn't even have to bring my own tonight. Adelstad's going to take it out for the Blackhawks.
Going to be Thompson's third personal.
And Mason Gay gets it across to Sherwood. They break the half court. Owen Withy with the ball, working left to right. Reverse it. Almost taken away by the Warriors. Owen Withy's going to play a different style this second half. They're not going to give Winter the chance to win. Owen Withy would rather play this slowdown style and win the game by 10 points than, you know what I mean, give Winter a chance. Here's Gay, though. He says, you leave me open. I'm putting it in. Goodness, that's 29 for him. He banks it in. Mason Gay says, we want to go to sectional finals. Here's Hattelstead. He throws it down one-handed. Two big men for Owen Withy with two slam dunks. It's 64-33, 14:40 to go. And again, Thompson matches it. He says, your dunk is worth two. I'm going for the three-point play. Thompson going to the free throw line after the make and the foul. It's 64-35. Thompson going to shoot a free throw. Boy, are we at a Phillips Loggers girls basketball game or what? This case we haven't seen since that. Thompson, free throw up. That one's good. Three-point play for him. 14:34 to go. And takeaway from the Warriors. Here's Pettit with it. He goes behind the back, between the legs. Bednarski from the corner. Oh, it's no good. Rebound to Colleander. He's fouled. It's going to be Winter basketball under their own basket. 14:25 to go. It's 64-36. And that's the third foul on Colin Fritz. Coming in for him, number 34, Poehler. Colleander taking it out. He finds Gruel right by the basket. Gruel misses. And what are we going to get here? A foul, I believe, on Gruel.
Gruel, yep.
Hey, Gruel was all in on that rebound. He went all for it. Ended up going over the back of Hattelstead, who was in great position on it right there. Owen Withy playing good basketball right now, Steve. Yes, I can see how they beat that Rib Lake team the other day, watching them right now. 14:22 to go, 64-36. Hattelstead with the ball. Mason Gay to Hankey. Up to Sherwood. He gets through the pressure, hands it off. Easy basket, give and go for Owen Withy. That's Poehler with the basket. Bednarski going to take it up. Owen Withy backing off of their 1-3-1 a little bit. And causing it was Mason Gay, and he's going to get another left-handed layup. 31 points for him. 13:52 to go in this ball game. 68-36. I want to come play ball in Winter, Steve.
Right.
Pump fake, Thompson, Bednarski. This is like AAU basketball right here. Pettit, pump fake, drives in. Shot goes up, it's good.
Carter Pettit.
13:30 to go. It's 68-38. Gay turns it over. Colleander Euro step by the basket and one. Draws the foul on Mason Gate, who tried to draw the charge. And Colliander, and hey, this winter team attacks the basket, and they're getting to the line. It's got to be the fifth and one situation we've seen here tonight. And checking in for winter, number three, Logan Halamaki. Sounds like a Finlander to me. 13:22 to go here, 68-40. There's a full timeout on the court. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And we're back, guys. Jeff Hakenin and Steve Peters here in Medford, Wisconsin. It's sectional semifinals. It's the Winter Warriors 40 and the Owen Withy Blackhawks 68. And a little confusion. Only four guys on the court for Owen Withy right now. They get that all figured out. And we're going to take a second here, and we're going to go over our sponsor list. We got Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber, and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Top Design Hair Studio in Winter, Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Winter Cooperative, Dave Cecil, Builders of Birchwood, Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating of Winter, Thompson Excavating of Winter, Winter Electric, Biller Realty of Winter, Free Throw is No Good, Biller Realty of Winter, TP Land Services of Winter, J&A Construction of Ojibwa, and the Blank Pig of Winter. And Owen Withy attacks, gets across half court, and the layup is good. It's 70-40, 13:05 to go here. Winter breaks the press. Nice pass drop down to Colliander. Kick back out. And the Finlander has it, Halamaki. He kicks it out to Colliander. There's a turnover, and Owen Withy, and we see coach in front of us, says, slow it down a little, boys, slow it down. 70-48, I hate those words, Steve, but it makes sense right now. 12:42 to go. Adelstead to Sherwood. Left side, back up top. Owen Withy working the perimeter, making safe passes here. They find it down in the low back. Block, kick it out. They're passing up some open shots here. Winter really wants them to shoot the ball. They're forcing pressure on every pass. And here's a three-point shot goes up, and Owen Withy, my goodness, makes some pay, 73-40. Winter breaks the press. Attacking the basket to the corner. Colliander, three-pointer, off the rim, no good, rebounded by Hankey. Adelstead going to push it up left side. No, up the middle. He's trapped by Winter. Owen Withy, they're patient. They understand they have 10 seconds.
Excellent job. Very composed.
Very composed. That's the impressive part about this team. And that's what you get when you get a group full of seniors and juniors. They've been in this position before. They just came off a close game against Rib Lake the other night in Prentice. And going to be a foul on Carter Pettit.
I want to go back. They had a press break here. Owen Withy did. One dribble on that to go the full court. That just shows how well coached they are. They don't put the ball on the deck until it was a layup.
Yeah, absolutely. Kingston Frey checking in for the Warriors. And guarding up top is Halamaki. And heavy pressure on the ball, off the ball. And Owen Withy, here's an open shot from Halstead, is no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. 11:26 to go. Grell has it taken away by Hakey. Hakey
throws it down! Oh my God! 11:19 to go. It's 75-40. Hankey throws down the big dunk. And Carter Pettit with the ball up top to Hultamaki. He's going to shoot a deep three. Bounces off the back rim. Love that he had the guts to shoot that one. Hey, Winter's a fun basketball town.
They sure are.
Or a fun basketball team. I think the whole town is here, Steve. I don't know what the population is, but there's a few more here than there is in that town. 11:01 to go, 75-40. Gorell takes it out, gets it to up top to Benorski. Benorski back to Gruel. Gruel from the elbow out to Pettit. Pettit, I got to start. No, that's Frey. Frey, Benorski to Hultamaki to the other Pettit. Pettit, he's going to drive in. Backs up from the elbow. Nice pull-up between the legs. It's no good. Rebounded by Owen Whiffy. Sherwood gets it ahead to Hattelstead. And he's a good lengthy guard having out at the top. I love having tall guards out at the top against a solid half-court pressure. Able to use their length, get over the top. And Owen Whitney working the perimeter, working the ball, running time off the clock, I should say. It's 75-40 with 10 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in this ball game. And going to get a foul here. That one on Kingston Frey. Fry. Kingston Fry. Maybe that's what it, people hollering at me back in Winter right now. I'm doing my best back home, guys. I am doing my best. All right. Owen Withy. And I'm getting excited for Owen Withy, guys, but I'm cheering for you, Winter. You'd be really happy with how they're playing. Hultamaki gets called for another foul. And with all the contact in the hole, there was a lot of scrapping in the first three quarters of this game. Calling a couple fouls here right now. You can see down by the basket, number 54, we remember a lot of that. As he gets physical, he gets away with it a little bit. All right.
Good size.
Yeah, Owen Whitby working the perimeter. Guarded by Pettit. Pettit got a lot of length up there. Yep. Some good handling by Halstead. And Owen Withy with the ball up top. He looks like seniors out there playing. Everyone's so poised, so confident with the ball with Owen Withy. Winter playing real well. Winter, there's no lack of effort and energy here by the Warriors at all. They're down right now 75-40, 9:21 to go. This is a closer ball game if they play a half-court style here. They rolled the dice, taking the chance here to play their style. This is how they ride. This is how they're going to die. And still going on right now, but Owen Withy not going to give them opportunities to score the rest of this ball game. 9 minutes to go. A steal by Gruel. No, Winter, or Owen Withy comes away with it. But Owen Withy catches a break. They make you pay. And Sherwood gets the basket. And Winter across half court. Here's Pettit. A lot of good ball handlers here for Winter. Everyone that touches it seems like a point guard. Gruel comes with it by the basket. Tried getting a call for a foul. It's no call. And Owen Withy setting things up again. 8:30 to go in the ball game. 77-40. This pace so fast. It's hard to get a breath in here, Steve. Sherwood works it left side. We're going to have to take these little mini breaks when Owen Withy got it, right? And they kick it right side. Sherwood dribbles it in, kicks back out. Back to the three-point line. Owen Withy has it. Now it's pushed out deep by half court. Spreading things out, staying wide. Coach, you keep seeing head coach for Owen Withy saying, stay wide, stay wide. Keeping the spacing. Owen Withy just a clinic out here passing the ball right now.
I know, too.
The most frustrating thing there is in basketball is watching this, not watching your team be able to play basketball right now. If it was a loggers game, I'd be screaming boring. I'm not going to do it. 7:40 to go. Three-point shot goes up. And my goodness, Owen Whitby hits it. It's 80-40. 7:34 to go in this ball game. There's a timeout on the court. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Take the hometown approach with TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin. Trust Terry and his reliable equipment for your mulching, trail building, and fall food plot needs. Think of TP Land Services for your tree removal and stump grinding needs, too. Terry's all about meeting rigid requirements with a flexible approach. Call TP Land Services at 715-492-1102 to get a jump on that spring trail or fall food plot today. Terry and the team would like to issue a congratulations to the Winter Warriors on an excellent season. Go Warriors from TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin.
There are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at goodandneedmilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Aiken, and along with Steve Peters, 7:34 to go in this sectional semifinal matchup. It's 80-40 right now. Owen Withy, Blackhawks, leading the Winter Warriors and in one of the more entertaining games we've seen all season long here. The pace has been absolutely incredible. Owen Withy just has this composure about him. They're able to handle everything Winter is throwing at them.
If you're just reading the internet and seeing what these teams do, did not expect to see an 80-point outburst here by Owen Withy.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't think they're going to score 100. And here's a three-point shot up and good for Podnorski. The Warriors not backing down at all. Keep attacking. His full-court press still on, rolling the dice with it, and causing the turnover and letting it go is Gruel. It's going to be Warriors basketball.
Podnorski now up to 11 with that three-pointer. That is his third three-pointer of the game.
And going to have half-court offer. I mean, Owen Withy backing off the press a little bit. It's kind of like a three-quarter 1-2-2 press. Winter, they're going to try to trap as soon as they get across half-court. They do. Nice job breaking it by Frey. And shot goes up left side. It's blocked. Fight on the ground for it. Who comes away at the jump ball? And a nice fight there by Frey.
Brian Wendler tied up here.
And Gruel calls the play. It looked like the John Cena, you can't see me. And they're going to get a towel on the floor, wipe up some of that manliness all over the ground. There's some sweaty boys down there. They have been going up and down the court. This has been a high-tempo, fast-paced ball game. 6:30 to go in this ball game.
We've seen a number of games like this where you're down, you know, 20 plus. This is a real credit to what I'm seeing here for Winter. Just battling. It looks like it's a tie game the way they're playing
it does.
Right now.
If you don't look at the scoreboard, you can't tell. They're playing the same style.
Really gritty.
Yeah, here we go. Altamaki at the top. And a nice little drop pass by the basket. Oh, missing the bunny right there is Picoltet. And Sherwood going the other way. And Owen Withy has open three-pointers, but they're not allowed to shoot it except for this one. Sherwood gets a layup, and he misses. Gruel with the rebound. He's going to push right side. Gruel to the basket. All the way he goes. They better not call a charge. They didn't. That wasn't offensive. Gruel's going to go to the free throw line.
Love that kid style.
Yeah. And Gruel going to shoot two free throws here with 5:51 to go here. And look at that. Who would have thought we have the running clock? Or did they forget? It is the running clock right now, even in sectionals.
That's right.
35 points with 9 minutes to go is the running clock. Unfortunate. I don't like that at all. I came to watch basketball. This could be our last game of the season we cover. I want to see 5 minutes, 48 seconds of basketball. Does Winter Warriors look like they're giving up and throwing in
no,
the towel?
Not at all.
At all. Let's stop the clock. This is a good timeout here. We're having a blast. 5:48 to go. It's 80-43. Gruel at the line. Set to shoot a free throw. And he can bring it within 35 here on this anyways, and hopefully it restops. I'm not sure if it does. Probably doesn't.
I don't think so.
Gruel, free throw up is no good. And it is a running clock. Back to running clock.
boo, my first boo of the game. And it wasn't at anyone. It was just at a rule. People in Winter just getting to know me, they're probably like, this guy, he behaves himself up there. All right, 5:41 to go here. Going to get another full timeout. We're going to get some commercials in. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Celebrate the Winter Warriors basketball team at the Blind Pig on South Main Street in Winter. The Blind Pig proudly sponsors our hometown team. Congratulations to the Warriors for their dedication and hard work. After the game, swing by the Blind Pig and celebrate responsibly. Indulge in our refreshing drinks and quality Blind Pig atmosphere. Join Troy and the team in supporting the Warriors and enjoy the best of Winter Wisconsin at the Blind Pig on South Main Street. Go Warriors!
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Taken in along with Steve Keeters. Gorell at the line. Free throw up is good. 80-44 is the score. 5:41 to go. It's sectional semifinals. The Winter Warriors taking on the Owen Withy Blackhawks. Winter down right now. 80-44. Sherwood scores the ball for Owen Withy. Wasn't Sherwood. It was number 30. And makes it 82-44. Winter not slowing down at all. Halsamaki had a nice pass, but wasn't looking down by the basket. Was Cole Pettit as it went behind his head out of bounds. 5 minutes to go. Blackhawks bringing a few subs into this game.
Yeah, over the last 4 minutes, getting back to how they've got this running clock, and Owen Withy just taking the air of the ball.
Yeah.
They've only scored 4 points since the 9-minute mark.
Yeah. They're not shooting the ball at all here. They could have scored 100 here tonight, the way Winter is playing here tonight with their fast pace. But Owen Withy with the ball at the top. No letdown from the Warriors. Pettit goes for it. They weren't calling that foul early on. They are now. And Carter Pettit getting called with the foul. Team 6 foul. Next one, they're going to go to the free throw line. 4 minutes, 20 seconds of counting. And checking into the ball game right now for Owen Withy is number 14, Alexander Ledsma. And the crowd went wild for him. So, all right, going the other way here. Gruel with a nice left-handed layup from the right side. And Owen Withy gets ahead. Gruel going to call with the foul. And that's going to be Owen Withy going to the line. And going to the line right now, Ryan Nelson. And subs coming in for the Warriors. Bednorski checking out. Gruel checking out. Frey checking out. I'm sorry, not Frey. Yeah, that was Frey checking out. Looks like Pettit's going to come out. Hey, I'm going to give these guys a standing ovation, too. Some last moments.
Yep.
And if you've ever played sports before, you feel for those boys walking out right now off the court for the last time. They left it all out on the court. First free throw up and good for Owen Withy. Makes it 83-46. And it was a substitution timeout. 2.5 minutes to go here. The clock is ticking with the running clock. Nelson at the line for Owen Withy. Shots up. That one no good. Rebounded there by Melkirk. Got new names to figure out. Melkirk over to, I don't know here now, Steve. Now, here we go. I got a lineup card here. All right. Winter gets it down by the basket. pass tipped out of bounds. That was Melton on the pass right there. See, we got out there. We're going to get some names out here. We got Sawyer Melkart. We've got Jarrett Melton.
Johnny Lynch.
Johnny Lynch. Who else we got over there? What is that, number 23?
Go to home.
And one more guy out there that we're not calling out. Who is it? Number 12.
Austin Caraballo.
Dakota Holm and Austin Caraballo. So the bench mob in for the Warriors. Minute 37 to go here. And see what they're going to be able to do. Get it up past half court. Minute and a half to go. Drive to the basket. Shot goes up and it's good. Sawyer Melkert with the left-handed runner. Owen Withy. And a steal there by Melkert. Melkert gets across half court. Left side. Gets it top of the key. Trying to drive, kicking it back out. Here's Lynch. Johnny Lynch with the ball. Johnny Lynch looking to go somewhere. Taken away by Owen Withy. Owen Withy goes in for the layup. 85. 48, 50 seconds to go. Cole Pettit with the ball. No, not Cole Pettit. Holm with the ball. Winter.
Great pass by Melker.
Yeah, Melker with a great pass down there. It was tipped out of bounds. Out of bounds on Winter. And it's going to be Owen Withy basketball. 32 seconds left. And Winter only knows one style of play. They're pressing right to the end.
I love it.
I love it so much.
No quit.
And I think they believe they got a chance yet. Owen Withy gets across half court. And in the corner, back up top, 14 seconds to go. Eurostep to the basket. Called with a travel. That was a Eurostep. That was a nice play. Missed call there.
Lock ticking away.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's the ball game, everybody. Final score, 85-48 in this sectional semifinal matchup. It's the Owen Withy Blackhawks defeating the Winter Warriors here. Everyone's shaking hands. There's smiles on both teams' faces. A couple tears. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a two-minute timeout. We're going to come back with the Ford Bank postgame show.
Get that winning look at Top Design Hair Salon in Winter, Wisconsin. Sandia, proud local, cheers on the Winter Warriors as they chase victory into the state tournament. A special shout-out to the team and her nephew, Carter Pettit. Thanks for making our community proud. Tune in to 98Q Country for all the tournament action. Top Design Hair Salon is thrilled to support our hometown heroes. Go Warriors! Score big this Friday at Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Wisconsin. Join us for a fish fry frenzy featuring deep fried or baked cod, jumbo shrimp, fish tacos, or a mouth-watering shrimp and fish combo. From 11 to 8 p.m., indulge in savory delights to fuel your weekend. Jill sends her congratulations to the Winter Warriors, especially her grandson, Carter Pettit. Let's cheer them on to victory in their tournament play and catch all the action on 98Q Country. Lakewood Cafe, where every bite is a slam dunk.
Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank proudly salute the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an amazing season. Keep those victories coming in tournament play. We're your one-stop shop for groceries and hardware, conveniently located on South Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Honored to sponsor this special tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country, Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank, supporting our community on and off the court.
Aim for victory and congrats to the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on a winning season. Brought to you by Dave Cecil Builders from Birchwood, Wisconsin. As a second-generation company, we've been the region's premier builder for over 45 years. Trusted and true for all your building projects. Dave Cecil Builders is proud to sponsor this tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country. Let's build success together.
We're back here, Jeff Hakenen, along with Steve Peters here. Final score here tonight, 85-48 here in the sectional semifinal matchup. And, Steve, it was an impressive game, a high-paced game, a fun game. Winter Warriors, I didn't know what to think coming in here about this team here, but thoroughly impressed. Loved their effort, loved their style of play. Their style of play was really fun to watch. Up and down the court, shots going up. It didn't work here against, a team, the with the capabilities of Owen Withy. But Owen Withy is going to take on here now the winner of Solon Springs and what was the other one?
Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, is that what it was?
Yeah, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. So Owen Withy going to move on here to sectional finals. We're going to go over here some stats here for the Forward Bank Half-Star post-game show. Going to start out with Owen Withy, and it was Mason Gay. He was on fire tonight, 31 points. Followed up by Shorewood with 12, Dominic Shorewood. Winston Poehler had 10. I think he came off the bench.
Yeah, he had a really nice second half. All the points came in the second.
Yeah, Colin Fritz with 11. It was Quinn Hattelstead had a great game with only 8. Vince Hankey, 2 dunks, had 8. Ryan Nelson had 3. Sam Wells had 2. And for your Winter Warriors, it was Gunnar Grinnell, 16 points. Adam Benorski with 11. CJ Thompson with 12. Carter Pettit had a great game with only 2 points. Loved his game tonight. Yeah. He was one of my favorite players out there tonight.
Yeah, he really did a nice job pressuring and making the right plays at all times.
So Sawyer Melkert with 2 points. You know, I could talk a little bit about Carter Pettit and you know, I'm a guy that I always tell the kids, you can have the best game of your career without scoring a basket if you care that much about the details and if you control the things that you can control. And Carter Pettit was on the defensive side. He led the way. He was fired up on every possession, and the team got to see that and follow that along. You know, I don't know how many points he scores a game. You know, I don't know how many shots he gets up.
He's been averaging about 13 points a game here.
13 points a game. So he wasn't able to score a lot here tonight, but I was really impressed with his game. You know, Gruel, you know, I think they had their number on him for sure all night. They knew his stats, 20 points, 20 rebounds. They said, nah, he's not going to do that against us. He came away with 16.
He probably had 20 rebounds.
Yeah, he probably did with his fast pace.
4 blocks in the first half alone.
Yeah, it's a possession game, and, you know, they can really pile up on there, right there. But fabulous job here. We had a blast here tonight. I think our biggest issue the rest of the way home is there any of these drive-throughs going to have any room for us as we're going through, because we didn't get a chance to even take a bite of a snack with this style of play here from the Winter Warriors. But
yeah, fantastic year for Winter. You know, they're coming in here 20-7, nothing to hang their head at the 20-win season, and taking away the Lakeland East Championship. So great season for them, and a memorable season for Gunnar Grinnell and those seniors. It was a great run.
We were glad we got to get a little publicity to them, Price County, Winter area, all that over there, but getting Winter on the map a little bit. So for Jeff Hakenen, Steve Peters, and 98.3, thank you, everybody, for listening to us. I think the last basketball game of the season, I might shed a tear just like them seniors on the way home, and I'm not even kidding you. I do love it that much. But you guys have a wonderful night, and we will see you guys baseball season. Have a good night, everybody.